you might say, those what are very big?
Vegetables.
This, the word you just mentioned. What do you say, those what?
Cows.
All right. What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads besides collards?
This.
Okay. If you were talking about cabbage, you might say, would you say, these cabbages what? If you want to tell someone they're good, what do you say?
Perhaps these cabbages taste delicious or good.
Okay, fine. What do you want, when you want to get the beans out of the pod by hand, you say you have to what?
Beans?
Mm-hmm.
Have to weigh them?
Well, you have to get them out of the pod by hand.
What do you call them? Oh, you shell them.
Okay, fine. The large, yellowish, flat bean, the seeds and not the pods. What do you call that? Large, yellowish, flat beans.
Mexican.
Well, the kind of a flat bean that you don't eat in the pod. It's grown, I mean, they eat it in the South quite a bit. Large, yellowish, flat.
And you don't eat it in the pod?
No, it's not in the pod.
It's not butter beans, is it?
Yes, okay, butter beans. Is there any other name you can think of besides butter beans for that?
Let's see. I don't think so. I always call them butter beans.
Okay, fine. What's the kind of beans that you eat in, that you eat the pod and all? What do you call that?
I call them string beans.
Okay, fine. Can you think of any other name for it besides string beans?
Well, sometimes we have pole beans and we have bush beans.
Okay, fine. You take the tops of turnips and you cook them and you make a mess of what?
Greens. Turnip greens.
Fine. Green stuff that you put in salads, what do you call that? You mentioned it a moment ago.
Lettuce.
Okay. If you had two bunches of lettuce, you might say you got two what of lettuce?
Two heads of lettuce.
Good, fine. You have two boys and three girls. You have what? Jokingly, what do you have?
Five kids.
All right. But if you were thinking about the lettuce, you'd say you had how many? If you have two boys and three girls, you have how many? This would only be a joke. You'd say you'd have what?
I'd have five heads.
All right. But then we'd never say that. We'd never say heads in regard to children, would we?
No.
All right. If you had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a what of children?
At a house full.
All right. Is there any other word that you've heard that means a whole lot of?